visit utilitieskingston.com.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. It is 1 p.m. on Friday, May 15th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic as we head into the afternoon and evening commute, construction at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard has resumed and is expected to continue throughout May as roadway repairs continue. Drivers should also expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria Street and Alford Street, Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, and Stevens Street from Cowdy Street to Montreal Street due to the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. Additional delays continue along King Street West as Country Club Drive extending towards Front Road and east to Sandbay Lane, where Utilities Kingston is completing sanitary and water main installation work. Traffic in this area will be reduced to one lane in each direction. Short-term road closures remain in effect on Sydenham Street from just north of Princess Street to Princess Street, as well as Wright Crescent at Palace Road. Long-term closures also continue along Princess Street from Frontenac Street to Division Street. Construction is currently taking place along John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street and from John Counter Boulevard to Ascot Lane. Additionally, drivers should expect delays on Collins Bay Road from Taylor Kidd Boulevard to Highway 33 as contractors continue paving operations on both Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Turning to the weather, the afternoon will remain mainly sunny with a few clouds passing through. Winds are coming from the southwest at 29 kilometers per hour. There remains a 20% chance of showers through the afternoon, and temperatures will reach a high of 15 degrees this afternoon before cooling to around 10 degrees this evening. Looking at some events happening around Kingston this weekend, kick things off Friday night with karaoke at the Buckle. Later that evening, catch Bosco Baker and the Doomakers performing at the Cove Inn starting at 5 p.m. Then on Saturday, check out the New Moons Gallery Showcase at Effort Fine Art Supplies, and wrap up the night with Dr. Bombay performing live at the Turnanog at 9 p.m. This has been your afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
I enjoy your music so much, and I think it's wonderful the fun that you get out of it.
Hey, Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with a little note about this week's episode of Retrospect. Time constraints means it's been a little difficult for me to get a new episode compiled. So instead, I've gone back into the Retrospect archives and I've gone right back to February 2023 for episode 557, repurposed it this week. It's a special episode. It's one of my handful of guest selector episodes, and my guest selector was Peter Klopek. Peter lives in Belgium, but then he was based in Luxembourg. All of the selections in this episode are his, and man, there's some great tracks in it. So let's get on with Retrospect for this week.
Yeah. very tight. Never laughed with all my might. Never gave from a high screen. Every buttery expense is in. And I gave her one ride in my car. And I didn't drive it very far. You know I never could love her. I never could care. I took her home from school one day, 'cause her house was on my way. She never gave me a reason why. She never gave me a reason to cry. Hey, come on, girls, just let me be. She's much too good for me to see.
Hi, 60s Garage Punk fans. I'm Phil Gray. Welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. This is episode 557, and we've got it underway with a band you probably have never heard on Retrospect before, and you're very unlikely ever to hear it again. They are a band out of Vienna called The Vogue. Now, they're a legendary Austrian psychedelic beat mod band. They existed from 78 to 82. So they're not 60s garage punk. An album called A Doll Spits Cubes, a self-released edition, I believe, of only 300. So why am I playing The Vogue with a cover of a track called I Never Loved Her? Well, because it is the first selection of this week's very special guest, and I welcome to Retrospect my guest selector for this episode, direct from Luxembourg, Peter Klopek. Welcome, Peter.
Hello, everyone. And well, The Vogue has been my first entry into 60s garage. I mean, when the mod movement started with Petrophenia, of course we went to Vienna. Vienna was the big place, and a couple of mod bands popped up, and The Vogue was one of them. And I listened to them for the very first time. I heard for the very first time I Never Loved Her, and I thought always, oh yeah, great, that sounds absolutely amazing. And then we went to the UK a couple of years later, and I discovered actually it was a cover, and nothing beats the original, of course. And that was my real entry into 60s garage.
Well, Peter, you have been a Retrospect fan for quite a while, or at least you've been in touch with me for quite a while. Tell me a little bit more when you first discovered 60s garage. Was it simply through that song?
Yeah, I mean, my parents have been always much into the Beatles and the Stones, and so the whole house was covered in this kind of music vibes. And when I discovered, of course, I went also through this phase, the Beatles, then the Monkees, then the whole mod movement of the 79, 80, 81. And then I discovered actually there is a whole world before the Stones. And so now I'm really attached to everything between 65 and 67. This is really the sound I collect. I own about 1,000 records now of this time, mainly samplers.
It's a pretty amazing collection. So 1,000 slabs of vinyl samplers. Yeah. So you're talking about compilations, right?
Compilations, yeah, Pebbles, Nuggets, whatever, and then of course Back to the Grave, and then I'm still going to record fairs and look what else there. It is an amazing market. And I must say, when I have discovered you, and I can't even remember how I have discovered you, because I don't listen usually to radio, but on one stage, most probably over Facebook, I fell over your one post, and I have a very good friend of mine who is listening also to this kind of music. And I have started with 107. 107 was my very first one, right, and I've collected them all since then. I received from you the first 10, so I have this whole of 90-something shows. But 107 was my original first one, and I got blown away.
So that's going back, about 2008, 2009, I think. In fact, yeah. I think those are even episodes I've lost track of and don't have copies of, so we might need to fill in some gaps. So, Peter, you are in Luxembourg, right? So that's a very small country, not one I knew much about, but I believe the population's not even a million people.
650,000.
So sort of bordering France and Belgium. Of course, lots and lots of Belgian bands feature on Retrospect over the years.
Yeah. I've tried to find something which came out of Luxembourg in the 60s, but it's interesting enough, most of the Luxembourgish bands, they sang in German or French, but I have found absolutely no trace. I mean, there are a couple of Beatles cover bands, a couple of Stones cover bands, but impossible to find any kind of recording.
Interesting that there was such, I mean, France had that Yeah Yeah scene and, you know, a bit of psychedelia and stuff, and of course the Belgian bands. Interesting that within Luxembourg, the scene didn't really seem to take off. Maybe it was discouraged by political powers, potentially?
I think it's rather, I mean, Luxembourgish are a bit like, I shouldn't say that, but they're a little bit more German in their way of thinking and behavior and working. So like in Austria, it has started literally in 68, 69. So they missed the whole early movement of 65, 66. The Beatles came in a little bit later. So everything was more traditional folk music, classic music, German music. To find 60s garage is super rare. It's really rare.
Well, you found the band we started with, The Vogue, from Vienna. So they formed 1978, released that album, A Doll Spits Cubes, in 1981. And as we spoke about right at the start of the show, it was a cover that you didn't realize was a cover at the time, but you then discovered it was. So tell us about the original of that song.
So when Quadrophenia came out, it created a bang. It was really like a revolution. And like the original mod movement, also this movement went on. So there were a couple of bands and groups that went into psychedelia. Others went into Northern Soul, Skinhead, until it evaporated in the mid-80s. And then there was a revival in 89. And still today, you have mod bands in Austria, very few, but there's still people running around in parkas and driving on Vespas and Lambrettas. So when I discovered this song, it was really like, it was something which I have never heard before. And when you compare the two versions, the Austrian version, let's call it, and the American version, of course, they are completely different. But you can understand, you know, coming out of this Beatles and Who stuff, I mean, this was something extraordinary.
So the original was by a band called the Starfires, who recorded for GI Records. They're out of Los Angeles, California. So let's check that out. Actually, what we're going to do is play just another little bit of the version by The Vogue, and then we'll segue into the Starfires from California with I Never Loved Her.
Remember when you were in the fifth grade and some of your friends sniffed model airplane glue? Maybe you joined in. It seemed harmless enough, and you didn't want to be different from the others.
Retrospect.
When I want to know if you love me so, when I feel that I'm not sure, I look into your eyes because they tell no lies, and this is what they say: you're in love with me. Oh, oh, oh. When I want some kissing, you know that I've been missing, and I want them right away. I look into your eyes because they tell no lies, and then you realize, and I'm a kissing you. Whenever I am blue, but I know you'll treat me right. This I realize, 'cause you keep me satisfied, and then I understand, and I'm a kissing you.
I know how it feels when you're singing. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you're singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
With episode 557 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, with my special guest selector this week, Peter Klopek from Luxembourg. Three of his selections. We had the Starfires with I Never Loved Her, then Barry and the Remains. They're on the show from time to time, actually sometimes just known as the Remains, out of Boston, Massachusetts, fronted by Barry Tashian. They had formed in 1964 at Boston University, where all of the band members were first-year students. Barry and the Remains, a track called When I Want to Know. And then Peter's third selection, The High Tensions, It's a 45 from 1966, recorded for Hit Recording Company, an A-side called Poor Man. These guys had a bunch of singles in 1966 and 1967. Interestingly, they have one called Tommy Day's High Tensions on the A-side with another band called the Tensionettes on the B-side. Interesting. Whether that was the High Tensions with a female singer or what, I don't know. There's a mystery for me to uncover another day. Or maybe our guest, Peter Klopek, might uncover that. So, Peter, three amazing choices. And one thing I've noticed with all of your selections, but that set too, very much a garage punk slant to what you like.
Yeah.
Would that be a fair comment?
So, when I started with Pebbles, and my very first Pebbles was number two, and I haven't been listening to Pebbles now for quite a while. There's so much nicer stuff out there, but I have always been interested in American garage punk. Very little in Europe, very little around the world. There are a couple of exceptions, like Mexican stuff. There's a couple of Japanese stuff, but basically I'm mainly interested in American stuff. And I really have a notion to collect compilations. I never had any interest in bands apart from the Sonics. The Sonics is a real exception, but otherwise, and then I always have this shift. So sometimes like more melodic garage punk. And then sometimes more the harder one, like the Swamp Rats and so on. Mm.
Well, we'll hear lots more of those garage punk and proto-punk influenced selections from Peter Klopek straight after this.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, our guest Peter Klopek, another set from him as he is our guest selector this week. Every track in this episode is selections. Peter, next up we've got a band called The Knights. Tell us about the track.
So The Knights are from 1965, from Albuquerque, and I've actually found a new source for 60s garage stuff, which is absolutely, it seems endless, is YouTube. Offers you an amazing selection of people who are collecting stuff, which I never even have found on records. Huh?
Well, this is one of your discoveries. Let's check it out. The Knights from Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is I Want to Love You.
Smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
No, 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 it can't be that you're gonna leave me. Love was just a game, now I'm left with pain. No, 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 it just can't be, it just can't be. Your friend said to doubt you, now I'm left without you. Never thought you'd leave me, now you've gone and grieved me. No, 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 it just can't be. All of it's true, I thought it would last, but now I love a thing of the past. Now you're gone, gone from me, and all I have is a memory. So my love, it's goodbye, even though I may cry. Your new love is calling, now my tears are falling. No, 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 it just can't be. I thought it would last, but now I've lost a thing of the past. Now you're gone, gone from me. All I have is a memory. So my love, it's goodbye. Even though I may cry, your new love is calling. Now my tears are falling. It just can't be. No, it just can't be now. No, it just can't be.
Retrospect.
You're with episode 557 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Remember, that means there are 556 back episodes. You won't find them all online, but certainly you will find at least a couple of hundred via all good podcasting places. I invite you to go and make the most of those while they exist. And if you can drop a review, that would be awesome as well. So we just had three more of our guest selector, Peter Klopek's selections. The Knights with I Want to Love You, then a band called The Revelers. They are from Brooklyn, New York, recorded for a label called PJ Records. This one, a 7-inch single from May 1964. And in that great retrospect tradition, it's the B-side. Track called It Just Can't Be. And then we had The Soul Survivors, another B-side. The Soul Survivors, they were originally called the Brittions, a little bit of a Anglophile trend in a number of the bands featured in this episode. They're from a place called Marion, Ohio. They were together 64 to 68. They changed their name to the Soul Survivors, one of a number of bands with that name, recorded six songs. So the Soul Survivors, I Won't Cry. Peter, great selections.
Yeah, I mean, it was very difficult to make this selection. I mean, I own so many songs and I listen sometimes when I'm driving, I listen to old retrospect shows, and then I listen to some YouTube stuff, and it's always my top list is always, this is always changing. So it was not easy to compile this list. But there are a couple of songs in there which I have discovered already years ago, which were always been on the top of my list. And of course, I mean, for me, the Swamp Rats is actually really what garage punk means for me.
You said earlier in this episode that American garage punk is where your heart lies, but you have selected a short global garage set, starting off with that 60s garage classic, Hey Joe. Firstly, yeah, with a cover from an artist you wouldn't normally expect to hear on a 60s garage punk show. I have played this one once before, though, because I think it is a worthy inclusion. It's a great cover. Tell us about your selected cover of Hey Joe.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Holiday, I mean, my family is, my married family is French, and Johnny Holiday, even
he's like Francis Elvis. Yeah.
Voila, he is the superstar. He is the Beatles off. I mean, I never really liked him. But when I discovered in your show that this guy actually also did some great psych, I thought, wow, I have to have it. And I was trying to find the original single, couldn't. So I found it on YouTube and downloaded it. And this is one of my top songs. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Hey Joe. I have collected, I'm trying to find all versions. And I've even tried to convince Phil to make a Hey Joe show just with Hey Joe pieces, which we never did. But this one is, for me, is one of the best ones.
All right. This is Johnny Halliday from March 1967. With his cover of Hey Joe.
Hey Joe, cours pas comme ça, dis y'a pas le feu chez toi. Hey Joe, viens dire bonjour, t'en mourras pas. Moi je rentre à l'heure qui me plaît, j'ai même plus de montre, j'ai tout mon temps. Ce qui m'attend chez moi, je le sais, rien qu'un lit froid sans personne dedans. Hey Joe, si on parlait, hein, mais de quoi? Ha. Hey Joe, le Vietnam, la bombe, tu t'en fous de tout ça? Tu dis la vie, c'est le métro à 6 heures et chacun pour soi. Et pour toi, Joe, y a toujours une place, mais pas pour moi. Pourquoi? Hey, Joe, pourquoi t'as de la chance plein les doigts? La voiture de l'année.
Gray.
Phil 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 Gray's Retrospect.
My name is Peter Klopek. I'm an Austrian living in Luxembourg, and you're listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show and Psychedelia from all over the world. With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, a special guest selector episode. My guest is Peter Klopek from Luxembourg, and that was his
three global garage selections, starting off with Johnny Halliday with Hey Joe, then a band called Rangers Sound, or The Ranger Sound, depending where you see it written, an Italian beat band out of Padova, formed in 1965, very much influenced by The Pretty Things, The Who, and The Kinks. They eventually changed their name to I Ragazzi da Capelli Verdi. The Ranger Sound, a track called Ricordami from 1966. A favorite of
yours, Peter? An amazing song.
Yeah.
Absolutely an amazing song. I mean, when I heard it the first time, I bought this Italian compilation, which I can't even remember. That's in my collection somewhere. And I have never really listened to it again for many years. But this song, I have it as an MP3 in the car, and I listen to it very often. This is just simply, it's just pure, simple Italian psych.
And we wrap the short Global Garage set with another version of Hey Joe from what's claimed to be the first rock and roll group in Spanish in the world, because they were formed back in 1957. A bunch of students from a school called High School 4 from the National Autonomous University of Mexico got together and formed Los Locos del Ritmo. And that was their cover of Hey Joe. So, interestingly, Halliday's slow version followed by Los Locos del Ritmo's fast version, which is an interesting parallel because, of course, the song was in a fast version when first recorded by 60s Garage Band, and then it was Jimi Hendrix and others who slowed it right down. So we see that parallel with those two selections.
Absolutely, absolutely. I never liked the Jimi Hendrix version. And for me, for a long time, I really thought this is the original, like most people.
Oh, like most people. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I love them all. Hey Joe from Johnny Halliday. Hey Joe from Los Locos del Ritmo. And in the middle, Rangers Sound, Ricordami.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labor of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer?
Yeah.
Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
We continue now with Peter Klopek's selections for this episode of Retrospect, and this next one is a real curio in the great Retrospect tradition. Great selection, Peter. It is a guy born Nicholas Stokes, but known as Simon Stokes or Simon T. Stokes. From what I understand, he moved to Los Angeles in his early 20s and then recorded a bunch of 45s under such varied names as Flower Children and The Heathen Angels, and became a staff writer for Elektra Records. Simon T. Stokes, that's a really interesting selection, Peter. Tell us, where did you come across this track?
I came about this, I think it was in one of these YouTube compilations, and there are a couple of collectors on YouTube who create YouTube albums, and in one of these compilations, this was one of the songs, and not even one of the top songs. It was just in the lower part of the recording, and I must really say it struck me. And you know, sometimes you listen to songs, and then you think, wow, that's it. Huh? That's how have you missed this? Huh?
Like The Driving Stupid for me. How do people not know about this band? They're awesome. So Simon T. Stokes, a recording in 1966 for a label called Warrior Records. It is a B-side, and it's a fascinating track. Peter, great choice. This is called Pow, Zap, I'm the Bat.
Doom! Shall we? It's doom!
Retrospect.
Turn them off! Turn them off!
Baby, you've been cheating and a lying. Baby, can't you see I'm almost crying? You've been a cheating and a running around. Run, run, baby, run all over town. Baby, won't you tell me why? Yeah, pretty baby, been cheating on me. That you've been a run wild. Baby, don't you know that you're acting like a child? I don't care just what you've been a doing, but pretty baby, well, you must have been a missing round. Baby, won't you tell me why? Yeah, pretty baby, been cheating on me. Baby, don't you know how you broke my heart? All that's left is pieces and you're torn apart. All my face is on your frown. Baby, don't you know I gotta leave this town? Broke my heart. All that's left is pieces and you're torn apart. All my face is only a frown. Baby, don't you know I gotta leave this town? Baby, you've been cheating and a lying. Baby, can't you see I'm always crying? You've been a cheating and a running around. Run, run, baby, run all over town. Baby, won't you tell me why?
Salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. Perversion for profit.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Just gonna stand there.
There's three more great selections from this week's guest selector, Peter Klopek. We started off with amazing track, Pow Zap, I'm the Bat, from Simon T. Stokes. Then we had Sir Lawrence and the Crescents, another Anglophile reference there, a group out of Minnesota, a track called Cheatin' on Me, and then a band briefly mentioned a number of times throughout this episode already, and a definite favorite of Peter's, the Swamp Rats from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, fronted by Bob Hocko, a bunch of singles, 1966 and 1967, and some regional success with cover versions. The Swamp Rats, this one from August 67, A-side, No Friend of Mine. You're a big fan of the Swamp Rats, Peter.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the very first time I heard them was from a hard rock band. They had a cover from, you know, a friend of mine, I really enjoyed it, but nothing else. But then on one of these compilations, I found the original. And voila, this is, for me, is the best example for pure hard 60s garage punk.
Indeed it is. Great selection, the Swamp Rats, No Friend of Mine.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Peter's next selection is from a band called The Five Bucks on Afton Records from April 1966. They're from Michigan. And again, university students. Apparently, the band formed just days after the band members all arrived at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor in August 1965. Eventually, the band changed their name to the Byzantine Empire. Here they are, the Five Bucks. The track is called No Use in Trying. Another favorite of yours, Peter.
Yeah, because, you know, I really like this very melodic garage. It makes you simply, I can work greatly with it. And it really, you know, it really makes my day. I mean, I always mix between hard garage and this melodic garage.
Let's check it out. The Five Bucks, No Use in Trying.